Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen. Pray with me. Loving and gracious God, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation and the inspiration in all of our hearts and thoughts be acceptable in your sight, for you, O Lord, are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. So I'm thinking, or at least inspired. 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a milking, 7 sons a swimming, 6 geese a laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. And you may ask, how do you know that so well? Well, we taught it to our grandkids this past week. That's the first time they'd ever heard that. And so they got fascinated by 5 golden rings. And every so often they'd be playing with their new toy or whatever, and then someone would all of a sudden go, 5 golden rings. Whoops. Epiphanies. Epiphany is one of my favorite words. It's just one of those words that I delight. It brings a delight to me when I hear the word epiphany. Epiphany is a word that means aha, manifestation. It means little revealings. We have epiphanies when we experience something in our life and it's surprising, it's unexpected, it's a moment of ha, aha, it's of wow, it's a moment of seeing something perhaps that's routine and right, you know, it's something that we see every day, but all of a sudden on this particular day in this particular circumstance with something that's going on in our life, we see it new and fresh and oh my. Why haven't I seen this before? It's an epiphany. It's an aha. I love the word epiphany. And I delight in moments experiencing epiphanies. Now, in the church calendar of things, this is called a season of epiphanies. And the reason is because after Jesus is born, there are certain events in his life that reveal the truth of who he is. Whether it's his baptism by John the Baptist in the Jordan River, whether it's his first miracle at Cana, whether it's these little moments of oh my. Jesus is more than we thought he was. Oh, we're going backwards. I'm going backwards. There we go. So this is what I want us to do or work on together for the next few weeks. I want us to be attentive and sensitive to epiphanies in our life. And I'm calling these Jesus sightings. I want us together to work on, in the real world of our ongoing, regular routine of life, does Jesus show up? Is there moments in our regular routine day, whether at work or at school or at the grocery store or at the restaurant or among friends, wherever we may be, do we have the eyes to see Jesus? These little moments and experiences of epiphanies, these little oh my's, oh wow, these little ah. So I want to talk a little bit about how we recognize these epiphanies when we see them and how to prepare ourselves to see them. Now, the whole epiphany thing starts with the kings. They entered the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and they paid him homage. As Dina beautifully said in the children's time, these are sophisticated philosopher kings from probably Persia, who have traveled a great distance because they believed that a new king of Judea has been born. And after inquiry, discovered that if there is a new king to be born, it would be born in Bethlehem. And so they traveled to Bethlehem, and for some reason or another, we think it's the star did it, stopped over the place where the child was. They entered this humble place, and in seeing the child, they bowed down, they knelt down, they worshiped, and paid him homage. This is not the baby of a king. This is a baby of peasants. They saw. It was revealed to them, this is the King of the world. Epiphany. Our hearts have been troubled for the past month because of situations and issues related to Newtown, Connecticut. I've heard this question, many of you have heard it too, many of you may have asked the question, where was God? As if God had wanted to, could have prevented this. The thing we need to remember is, not only has God given us an unconditional love, he's also given us an incredible freedom, free will. And it's our lifelong endeavor to understand how we live with both unconditional love and free will. He did not make us puppets. Things happen out of our control. Did we see God? Was there a Jesus sighting in this event? In the principal who put her life on the line, the counselor who put her life on the line, the incredible outpouring of love and grace and support and offering of self that so overwhelmed this community in the aftermath, that surrounded them with a love supreme and continues to do so. That's a Jesus sighting. Yes. God was present through the lives and the manifestation of the love poured out of the heart of the faithful. That's when we see God. Now, the Gospel of Matthew gives us some clues of when Jesus will show up. One of them is this incredible, powerful verse. When two or three are gathered in my name, he says, I am among you. So whenever two or three are gathered, whenever there is a poignant moment of prayer, of concern, of empathy, of Christian powerful connections, in the name of Jesus, Jesus says, I am in your midst. I am there. The Spirit of Christ is present. A Jesus sighting. Matthew gives us this powerful parable, the parable of the sheep and the goats. You know the story. There is a king. He divides the sheep and the goats. And he says, you know, I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked, you gave me some clothing. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison, you visited me. And then they will say, well, Lord, when did we see you this way? And Jesus says, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these members of my family, you did it to me. When is there a Jesus sighting? Whenever we are in the presence of the least of these and offer ourselves in grace and love. A Jesus sighting is any time and anywhere we experience a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Moments when we sense and experience a connection of love. Love that is not arrogant or rude. Love that is patient and kind. Love that does not insist on its own way, but insists in that which is true. There's a Jesus sighting in time we experience a genuine and true joy. This filling of the heart that can come with simple words of grace or an embrace from a friend or even a stranger of appreciation and gratitude. And when we experience a sense of peace and calm, when we sense or have an experience of someone who sits down with us and grants us the gift of their patience, that we might have the time to get what is out of whack in our life set straight. Anytime there's a random gift, experience of kindness or generosity, anytime we experience a deep sense of loyalty and connectedness and knowing that someone's going to be with us through thick and thin in the tough and the hard times. Someone who gives us a gentle word at the right time. In those moments, it comes from somewhere beyond ourselves that grants us the ability to stay true to who we are and what we're about. Knowing that we're not alone. Christ is with me. The Spirit of Christ is present. Epiphany. A Jesus moment. Three things to think about to prepare yourself for a Jesus sighting. First is an element of humility. If you're in the way of yourself, you won't see him. Humility is key. Step aside from, you know, your self-absorption, or you'll miss it. And we miss it all the time because of that. Another is a heightened sense of awareness. It's a sense of expectation, a sense of looking for it. In these simple moments, in a simple exchange at the grocery store with the checkout person, who on this particular occasion connects in a way that offers a moment of appreciation, of grace, of wanting to be open to a conversation of grace and peace. Or a waiter at the restaurant. A heightened awareness that there are moments when epiphanies happen if we are alert. And the third is an open heart. A heart that is open to experience the divine. That takes a prepared heart. That comes through prayer, comes through worship in community. It comes through togetherness with good Christian friends. Humility, a heightened awareness, and an open heart. Now, I said this is a quest. This is a request. I'm looking at this as a community event, a community activity. Jesus sightings for the next several weeks. I want you to look for them in your everyday life, and I want you to tell me about them. We have, whether you're a Facebook person or a Twitter person, we've got those set up for Jesus sightings. If you're just simple email person, you can just send me an email, vic@mysunc.org. It doesn't have to be extensive. It doesn't have to be elaborate. It's just, today at the grocery store, da-da-da happened. Or today when I met with my friend, this happened. Or whatever. If you're so bold, I want you to have Jesus sightings anyway, but if you're so bold to let me know about them, I would appreciate it. I may share them on Sundays. I will not reveal the person unless we have a conversation and I get permission. But I would like to share without identifying, perhaps, some of the Jesus sightings of the week. So if you're bold and able and want to join me in this effort, we're looking for evidence in the real world, in our regular lives, when we experience divine presence of love, joy, peace, patience, faithfulness, gentleness, kindness, generosity, self-control. These aha moments that empower our life, that gives us moments of the divine.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us in worship every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30 in either our celebration service, which offers a blended worship style, or in The Bridge, which offers a contemporary and soulful worship style. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.